A rocky start to the trading week as coronavirus concerns multiply.
What we're seeing really is very unusual. I mean, you have to look back, I think, to the depths of the financial crisis 12 years ago to see similar kinds of moves.
Not to mention stunning drops in oil driven by the epidemic and a big battle between the Saudis and the Russians. A lot to take in. We'll explain. Plus, all the latest on major new steps to control the spread of coronavirus. It's Monday, March 9th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is What's News. We'll take a close look at the latest impact of the coronavirus in just a moment. First, some other big stories we're following. We report exclusively that U.S. air safety regulators are poised to order changes to the electrical wiring of Boeing's 737 MAX jets. The Federal Aviation Administration has concerns the wiring layout violates safety standards. The FAA said it will only allow the MAX to fly again once all safety issues are addressed. Boeing says it isn't changing its estimate of a mid-year return to service. The planes have been grounded for a year following two deadly crashes. North Korea launched three short-range weapons off its east coast today. It's Pyongyang's second test in a week after a period of quiet. South Korea expressed strong regret over the launch, saying it complicates a pledge between the two to de-escalate military tension. New and stronger efforts to contain the coronavirus are ramping up around the world as the number of confirmed cases tops 100,000. Some 17 million people in Italy are now quarantined. A new government order prevents people from entering or leaving much of northern Italy, including Milan and Venice. Hundreds have died there and infections are still growing. Several U.S. states have confirmed their first cases. That means the virus is now in well over half of the states. And more Americans have been infected on cruise ships. The CDC ordered the Regal Princess to be held off the coast of Florida. The Grand Princess is docking in Oakland, but passengers face quarantine before going home, as Vice President Mike Pence explains.
People will be getting off that ship in the days ahead, and all those Americans will be fully tested, quarantined as necessary.
In Austin, Texas, officials called off the city's South by Southwest Festival, citing coronavirus concerns. Our Elizabeth Fendel says it's a huge loss for the city. Organizers estimate it has hundreds of millions of dollars in economic impact.
It's really a huge part of the city's identity. It brings in a lot of celebrities, a lot of politicians, a lot of CEOs to the city. It's a lot of parties, but also a lot of speaking events, and it is just a tremendous event every year.
And while the long-term economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak is yet to be seen, fears over its spread are roiling global markets. Joining me now from Hong Kong is Asia Markets editor Quinton Webb. So Quinton, a lot to talk about here. Another drop for stocks in Asia today. Tell us what we're seeing in global markets as we begin another quite possibly very tumultuous week here.
Well, you know, we've already seen a couple of weeks of turbulent markets with a lot of kind of ups and even more downs. But really today, I think things accelerated to a new level, and that is on this prospect of a sort of price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia in the oil markets. You know, so this prospect of a glut of crude oil entering the markets has really spooked people, and we've seen multiple stock markets in Asia Pacific fall, you know, 4-5%. We've seen sharp moves in the yen and other currencies like the Australian dollar, which is a commodity dependent currency, really, because so much of Australia's business is to do with selling iron ore and other commodities to China and other places. And we've seen a fresh kind of stampede for the safety of government bonds, with the yield on the US 10-year Treasury, perhaps one of the most important rates in global markets, falling to a new low of roughly 0.4%. And to put that in some context, you know, this is a number which was above 2.6% about a year ago.
So let's break out some of the pieces you mentioned here. As you mentioned, a milestone as we saw the 10-year Treasury yields fall below 0.5%. Tell us a bit more about the significance there and how concerning is that?
Well, what we're seeing with the 10-year Treasury yield is really a sort of flight to safety at almost any cost, you know. So US bond yields were much higher even a few months ago. And some of the move down is because the market has seen some big cuts from the Federal Reserve in interest rates and is anticipating more. And some of it is about sort of looking further ahead and saying, even after the Fed does this, because the coronavirus is going to be so disruptive and because oil markets are now going to be so glutted with Saudi crude, that's going to create a lot of problems for shale producers and others. We really think growth is going to be low, inflation will be low. We will buy bonds at almost any price.
So let's look ahead briefly to U.S. markets. There are now growing fears that the impact of the coronavirus could threaten the longest running bull market. What are you hearing from investors as we head into the U.S. trading week?
Well, so, you know, the prospects for the U.S. look very cloudy right now. We had a big fall off in U.S. Stock futures. So in fact, U.S. stock futures are not allowed to trade down more than 5%. So they were limited from trading because they could have fallen further had there been unlimited trading. So, you know, this challenge to the oil markets is going to cause some particular problems in America because you have a lot of energy producers, sort of smaller shale oil producers and other unconventional companies that are going to be under great stress if you have oil at $30 a barrel rather than $50 or $60 a barrel.
Okay, and let's talk a bit more about the price of oil. Part of the plunge is due to concerns over coronavirus, but a big piece, as you've alluded to earlier, is this rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Russia. What exactly is going on there?
So there was a compact in the global oil markets between Saudi Arabia and its allies in the OPEC cartel and Russia and other big oil-producing nations who weren't inside OPEC but were sort of willing to play ball with the Saudis. And over the last weekend, effectively, that compact has fallen apart. And now the Saudis have very aggressively said that they're willing to cut oil prices, you know, effectively flooding the market with cheap crude. Now, there's some debate about whether this is a kind of negotiating tactic to force the Russians into some kind of compromise. But for now, the net effect on markets is one of something close to panic, because we already had this big challenge to oil from the economic shock caused by the coronavirus. And then on top of that, you have this kind of rift between major oil producers and this inability to kind of instill price discipline, which has previously helped the oil markets, instill price discipline by keeping supplies limited.
That's Wall Street Journal Asia Markets editor Quinton Webb joining me from Hong Kong. Thank you so much, Quinton.
Thank you.
And finally, more middle-class Americans are saying "I don't" to marriage. A Wall Street Journal analysis shows the steepest decline in marriage rates in recent decades is among Americans right in the middle of the income ladder. Many middle-income people are choosing to live together rather than marry, and they're blaming strained finances. It's another impact of slow wage growth and decline in U.S. manufacturing jobs, which got even worse since the financial crisis. The numbers show a trend of marriage becoming something of a luxury good. Check out the full report on WSJ.com. And that's what's news for this Monday morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.